The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The live-action remake of the Disney movie Moana will be released in cinemas this summer. The trailer has already racked up over 5 million views since last week. Now, the original movie only came out in 2016, so why is Disney revisiting it? To discuss the Disney model and the power of Moana, I'm joined by Susan Hayes-Culleton, who's Managing Director of Hayes-Culleton Group. Susan, you're very welcome.
Thank you
very much,
sir.
So, Moana, you've watched it, which is great. You've done your research, but for Disney to go back to this so quickly, immediately you think, well, this is obviously motivated by money. Would we be right in making that assumption?
It would. And after all, Disney is very much a commercial company and has been languishing in the stock market since about 2021. It's had a very tough week as well, Claire, which we'll get into. But to go back to your original point, if we go back to 2016, Moana, the first one, $687.2 million is what it grossed in box office, which is good. Like, it's not amazing. Mm-hmm. It is good. But what is really, really striking is that it was the most streamed movie of 2023 on any platform in the US. It has incredible stickability. So then between 24 and 25, then we had Moana 2, and that grossed over $1 billion. So now things were getting very serious. So as a result of the fact that it's a globally recognized character, strong music, a lot of repeat family viewing, and there's a lot of what they call cross-platform monetization, which is when you come to merchandising and so on, it has huge appeal. So this is now where we're at, which is that in July, on the 10th of July, then there's going to be Moana the live action. So this is what they call triple dipping in the industry.
Right, so it's seeing what you've made from the first two bits of the story and going back in again and saying we're going to go back into the well.
Basically, the first version in 2016 was an animation. Mm-hmm. They're now having this with live characters.
Yeah, but that hasn't always worked for Disney. Look at Snow White, that remake. It last year, absolute disaster.
Nine figures of a disaster, actually. So they spent $250 million building Snow White and they only generated $205 million as a result. However, if you look back over the history of Disney, Claire, it has generated $9 billion from live action after a production budget of $2 billion. So I sometimes think there can be a focus on where it's gone wrong, but actually it has gone really right. The Lion King, for example, generated $1.66 billion in 2019, which was their highest grossing year in the box office ever. Beauty and the Beast, that'll be my favourite now. That was $1.26 billion. And then, yeah, Snow White then, different story.
Different story indeed. Now, but if you have a successful brand like this, it has to do a lot of heavy lifting. It has to sell a lot of merch, but it also has to work in the Disney parks, right? Mm-hmm. So has Moana managed to tick all of those boxes?
Oh, Moana is doing her thing around there for sure. But it brings up a broader question, which is where does Disney actually make its money? So if you were to look at the composition, it makes $94.4 billion. Its earnings were only out last month. So that number is very accurate. And the entertainment section, which would include the streaming and also the box office, that generates $42.47 billion of that. However, a lot of the profit is coming from exactly where you're mentioning. Mm-hmm. It's coming from the parks and the experiences. So even though a third of the revenue from Disney comes from the parks, actually 57% of the profit comes from there. So you're right. That's where it really has to matter. And that's why the repeat viewing, the fact that Moana is consistently watched and so highly streamed, then people want to experience her all over the Disney parks. Every single one of the parks, every single one of them is going through an expansion. Paris alone is going through a doubling. And that is through a new part of the second park, which is related to Frozen. Yeah. So,
But it is interesting, isn't it, that the streaming now is becoming instructive to the Disney business model. So they see what Moana did over the last 2 years and they very quickly turn around the live action feature length film.
Exactly. And there's a bigger strategy at play as well, which is that originally Moana 2 was designed to be a series for Disney Plus, but Bob Iger in particular said, you know what, why don't we take our largest IP or intellectual property asset and make that a theatrical opportunity instead of going on Disney Plus? And that has worked out really, really well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, then that has spawned on to what we're seeing now, which is the live action.
Bob Iger is the boss who isn't allowed to retire. Is that right? He tried to get out, but they brought him back.
They've tried. Yes, exactly. And so the new successor actually just started last Wednesday. And Claire, what a week to start off, right? So three things happened last week. On the day that they announced that the SORA agreement, which I'll explain, on the day that that was announced, that it was going to be cut, that was also the same day that we also saw that Epic was cutting 1,000 staff because of waning interest in Fortnite. So what was going on with SORA is that this was 30 second videos that were going to be created with 250 of the Disney characters. So I could take a picture of my husband, for example, and I could turn him into Homer Simpson, and I could put him having dinner with Marge, let's just say. And this was going to be a funny video. And that was cut because they just said through IP and also through the amount of computing power, because OpenAI is also the home of ChatGPT. They said, right, we're not going to go with this. And because of Epic cutting 1,000 staff, this is after Disney have invested $1.5 billion in what they want to do was build a Fortnite, a Disney universe within Fortnite. And this really is what Josh D'Amaro, the new CEO, really wanted to pirate or to really drive on. Mm-hmm. Pioneer is the word I'm looking for, not the word that I didn't say. An important distinction. And then, of course, there was also the issue with The Bachelorette as well, where that series was also cut after $60 million. Now, of course, Maura Higgins could be, you know, there's rumours
there. So I hear.
And we'll see where that might go. But that all of this happened in the past week in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the fact that Moana isn't getting as much traction in the news headlines, but it certainly is with people who are watching. And even going back to the point you made there earlier, just how often that the trailer has been watched is striking.
So that what you just talked about, the issues they've had in the last week, that precipitated a share price dip.
It did. But Claire, I mean, if I was here a couple of weeks ago, I'd have been talking about that. If I was here a couple of months ago, I mean, the share price, had I bought it back in March 2021, would have been around $200.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I'm sitting here talking to you today, the share price is now $94.32. We're live on radio now, so that the US stock market hasn't opened yet. So if I had bought it back in 2021, I would now be down over 50%. That is driven by the fact they're under intense competition, for example, in their streaming business. Netflix has more subscribers than them. And they had a couple of very unprofitable quarters as well from the streaming business. You mentioned there about what happened with Snow White. And of course, then after COVID, there was a question if people would return to theme parks. And then there is also the challenge that they have with Universal and so much more. Mm-hmm. So the share price has not been kind. And the question now is, with the bubbling up, the nature of what Moana's doing, the increased profitability of the streaming business, you know, maybe actually this could be a time to look at it with a different lens.
Susan, thank you very much. Susan Hayes Cullerton, of course, presenter of Taking Stock on News Talk.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.